21 minutes after 4. South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Yes, it's the 25th of Jumad al-Ukhra, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved senior, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to this beautiful Wednesday morning, the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we focus on chapter 24, Surat An-Nur, and verse number 62. In this verse here, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is highlighting the rank, the status of the beloved Sahaba, the beloved companions and students of the Master Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And obviously, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to all Almighty Allah Jalla wala in the entire universe. Chapter 24, verse 62. إنما المؤمنون الذين. Now here you need to understand the rhetoric, the balagha, the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. When innama comes, it comes for hasr and qasr, which means exclusivity solely. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله. Only those people are true believers, pakka, sacha, mu'min, perfect, good Muslims and mu'min, who amanu billahi wa rasulihi, who bring iman, faith in Almighty Allah Jalla wala unconditionally, unreservedly, and they bring iman, faith, conviction in Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam unconditionally. Islam is supra-logical, not my logic and your logic and our opinion. All that means nothing in Islam. And when Quran Sharif states something, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says something, thereafter we must not have any doubt at all. Chapter 49, verse number 15, innamal mu'minun alladhina amanu billahi wa rasulihi thumma lam yartabu. Thereafter they cannot be skeptical and doubtful. Once we start entertaining the doubts, then our iman, our faith, our Islam gets weaker, weaker, and then sometimes, occasionally, you find people exit Islam totally, Allah forbid. Now see what Almighty Allah speaks about the beloved companion, students of the Master, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِذَا كَانُوا مَأْهُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ جَامِئٍ. And when they, the students of the Master, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, and all the eminent, illustrious Sahaba are with him, with the Master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ جَامِئٍ, عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ مُهِمٍ, and they are discussing some important, significant issues. So they are part of the Shura, the consultation, consultative committee, washawiruhum fil amr. Almighty Allah commanded Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you must discuss matters of importance and significance with the students and the senior sahaba and companions. Lam yadhhabu. Now, for example, during the meeting consultation, there was an emergency. They had to leave the majlis, the gathering. Lam yadhhabu. They would not leave. Hatta yasta'zinu. Until they sought permission from you, Ya Rasulullah, from him, the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla wa'ala praises the beloved students and says, of the Master, peace be upon him, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَأْذِنُونَكَ, verily those who are seeking your permission, they are the ones. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, definitely, surely, they are the ones who have true iman for all times, all places, all circumstances, in Almighty Allah, بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, and the Messenger, صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ. Now, in this day and this age, some belated people come, start cursing our mother, Sayyida Aisha, radiallahu anha, start cursing Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Bakr radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Usman Zun Nurain radiallahu an, and you get on the other side people swearing, cursing Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, the Khawarij. So the Kuffar Shia, on this verse alone, they go out of the fold of Islam. So any person cursing, swearing, questioning the iman of the beloved Sahaba, remember, they can never be Muslim. Hamara kaam kya hai? Namus e sahaba ka tahaffuz karna. We have to protect the honor and integrity of the beloved students and companions of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now Allah jalla wala addresses the Master, peace be upon him. فَإِذَسْتَأَذَنُوكَ, and when they have sought your permission, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said they have to go, لِبَعْضِ شَانِهِمْ, for some of their needs. Maybe there was an emergency, urgency. فَأَذَلْ لِمَنْ شِئْتَ, you give permission to whomsoever you wish. It's not necessary, you must give permission. Use your own discretion, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you grant permission to whom you so ever wish. Well, min whom? From them, the beloved sahaba and students and companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Wastaghfir lahumullah, and beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness on their behalf, on behalf of the companions. Imagine Allah commanding Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make mashura with them, consult with them, and beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness on their behalf. Inna Allah Ghafoorur Rahim, verily Almighty Allah is of forgiving, very, very forgiving, and Rahim, very, very merciful. What lesson do we learn from here? When we have our teachers, when we have our parents, we have our elders, and now we are sitting for important discussion, then remember, it is unethical, un-Islamic, just to run away and so forth from the gathering and the meeting, and we should seek the permission of the Amir, the leader, and then we leave, and he will give permission to whomsoever he wishes. So these are big lessons based on adab and etiquettes of Islam. And once we have learned that, then inshallah, that is a great chapter of Islam. We have so many news items today. Let's go through them. We start in India. India's oil that they are purchasing from Russia has increased 33 times. Can you believe that? The ruble and the rupee are very busy. India's oil, which they are purchasing from Russia, has increased 33 times. However, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we told you this on several occasions. Remember chapter 5, verse 82. And if you don't understand chapter verse, go to the ending of the 6th supara, 6th juz. You will find it there. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies now and in the future. For you people of Iman and Islam, Islam will be the Yahud, the Jews and the Jutlas, and Walladina Ashraku, and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never ever say every Hindu or every Jew, but we will say majority of them, as is so apparent and manifest in the rogue regime of Israel and the apartheid regime of India. India demolished 6 madrasas and 6 seminaries, our Muslim schools, there in Gujarat. Now they have made it a policy, Modi, BJP. So I'm asking you, Muslims ruled there 700 years, and you just come and demolish our mosque. You come and demolish, you must remember that our places of learning, our religious schools. But yet, where is the Muslim Ummah? Where are the Arab regimes? They will still continue their business as usual. Where is the United Nations? Where is, you must remember, the European Union? Where is America and so forth? So when the Muslims are the victims, then they will remain silent or just make some little bit noise, and in the media it will be marginalized and so forth. We must expose the Modi regime for what it is, and remember it is a regime based on apartheid, where they are treating Muslims as second, third class citizens. And then we go to the harami state of Israel. The Israeli Attorney General may rule. That is what the Haaretz newspaper got. The Attorney General of Israel may rule. Bibi Netanyahu is unfit to be a PM, a Prime Minister. So you must remember this. We hope, Attorney General, you take that decision, because these are the people, according to us, they are war criminals. And how can they be fit to be a Prime Minister? So that is very, very great news. Now look at the Arab regimes who made so-called peace with Israel. Just look at the humiliation and disgrace the Israeli apartheid Nazi regime heaps upon them. Yesterday, or day before yesterday, there the exact time you can check in Haaretz and Jordanian newspapers, an envoy from Jordan, a political person, an official person from Jordan, goes to Masjid al-Aqsa and they held him up. And he got so fed up, he left. So then the Jordanian government summoned the Israeli ambassador there in Amman and said, how can all this be? They're going to treat you, Arab regimes, you bootlickers, as, remember, that idiots and fools. How can you ever make peace with a harami nation, a nation that are not chosen by Allah, but are cursed by Allah in so many ways? And yes, see the humiliation. They only understand one language. La bil kalam, wa la bil qalam, bal bil jihad. We're not going to write against them only. We're not going to speak against them only. But one settler, one bullet will settle many, many issues. That is the only way you will sort things out. United Nations now are sending an official to Afghanistan, Amina Mohammed. Why? Because she's going to address the women issues. Taliban said, we practice on the deen of Allah, and you can do what you want to. يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ الْقَلِيلُ وَيُؤْتِ الْجَزِيلُ. That is Allah, Jalla Wala. Allah puts you through the test and trial. Will you still practice Islam? Yes, Allah, we will try our best. Allah will open so many doors for you. Oil is found in large quantities in Afghanistan, and lithium is found. The Western countries soon will start queuing up. Afghan, Kabul, Taliban, let's talk. China is there already cutting deals with them, and you will see how the others will follow. The Pope is coming to Congo, Kinshasa, so what does the government do? Listen to these stories of the church. Funny, funny stories, you know. So this day now, you see, this is again when we suffer from the inferiority complex, white is right and west is the best. So the Pope is visiting Kinshasa, and what the government does, all the stalls and, remember, flea markets and what have you, they're dismantling everything. Say, no, No, the Pope is coming. We must look very clean and smart and smooth and so forth. See the harm you cause to your own people. See the harm you cause to your own economy. And then you tell me that you are a progressive nation for a Pope. Remember this. The Church of England is going to discuss on Friday same-sex marriages. They call Synod, S-Y-N-O-D. Will it be allowed or not? But already majority said they will not allow it, and definition of marriage is male to female and not Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve and not Madam and Eve. It is only Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve business. So at least that much sense they had. Then in Nigeria, remember these elections coming up, big plots made against the opposition, so that they say they were womanizing, they were involved in this scandal, all false propaganda. A second person arrested in Brazil, and that is, you must remember, for the resurrection, or the insurrection rather. So, you know, they took over the presidential palace and the Congress. So he came and he said he confessed, so they arrested him. Last night there was a very, very sad incident in our South Africa. I received this message and then I verified it from various people. There's an area called Kensington, near Houghton and so forth. So last night, two robbers came to this masjid, and masjid means mosque, right? So our brothers were praying, and it's in the Milner Crescent area. So if those of you know Kensington, then you will know. I haven't been to this mosque as yet, but nevertheless, Kensington Mosque, Masjid, Milner Crescent. So whilst the people, our Muslim brothers, were praying, two robbers came, and one of our brothers realized something is not right. He broke his salat, he had his gun with him, and then he shot, and he must be a real sharp shooter, you know. So he shot one dead and the other one injured. Well done to you, brother. If you know how to shoot, then I must. If I was there, I'll come shake your hand, you must remember. Now, what lessons do we learn from this as Muslims? Number one, you will have to beef up your security. It's not the first time this is happening. So whether you have a security guard, whether you have CC cameras, our fatwa is that CC cameras for this purpose, in your house, in your business, in a masjid, mosque, all is permissible. Or you have something, you must remember, alarm system, and your imam and your muazzin are living there on the premises. So there must be some deterrent, remember this. But at the same time, as I always said, we as Muslims must realize we cannot take the law in our own hands. Now, we saw one Muslim brother. He was a sharpshooter. He shot the one robber dead, the other one wounded, injured. So we start being trigger happy. Take out our AK-47 and we say, let me start shooting. We don't allow that, brother. Remember, these are extreme cases. Not that we become trigger happy. So we must be very careful about that as well. Lula removes many dozens of guards from the palace because he said they colluded with the previous regime and so forth. And then the last story for today, you see, Israel, I'm telling you, is a cursed nation. In the United Nations, more than 90 nations condemn Israel officially that they are disgraced, humiliated, right in the greatest form in this sense, more 90 nations. Why? For their punitive measures they are taking against the Palestinians and treating them as second, third, fourth class citizens. My last message to all of you, Muslim and non-Muslim, remember in South Africa, that there are so many things going on. Yesterday in Boksburg, not very far from us, remember that there were roadblocks and other parts of the country, people were burning some infrastructure. So remember, the only thing I can tell you, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Cry, beg, petition Almighty Allah. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين. Oh beloved Allah, this is such beautiful country. You protect us, Ya Allah.
Ameen,
there
Ameen.
Is that criminal element. There is those people who want to cause big problems in this country. You alone protect us. Why, Ya Allah? He Almighty Allah alone is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik. Include us in your special,
Ameen.
Special mercy, Ya Allah. Wa anta Arhamur Rahimeen. Chapter 7, verse 151. Remember, relying on this one, that one is not going to work. We have to connect ourselves to Almighty Allah more and more.
Ameen.
May Almighty Allah protect all our madaris, darulums, our masajid, our mosque, and every human life for us is important. Remember that, Muslim or non-Muslim. So pray for South Africa, pray for the entire world. Allah Jalla Wala brings peace based on justice.
Thumma Amin Ustad, Thumma Amin. I've got Brother Kevin this morning, Wednesday morning. He says he waits for your show, for your program. He wants to know, AK, will America pay the price for Zelensky's victory in Ukraine? Kevin Ustad.
My brother Kevin, why you don't read Iqra, the first word to be revealed on the Mubarak, blessed heart of the Master, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was, you must remember Iqra, read chapter 96, verse 1. So you're reading now, so let me give it to you, Kevin. And thank you for waiting for the program. I love it when non-Muslims say that. And you must pass the message on. Listen to AK. He doesn't bring an AK-47. He brings an AK-255. Do you know what is AK-255? That is Ayatul Kursi. And what is Ayatul Kursi? The most majestic verse in the noble Quran. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, AK, and verse 255. Take the message of Islam, which is the best, to the rest. Kevin, make notes. Half of the 9 EU nations want the war with Ukraine and Russia to end quickly and immediately because they cannot continue like this. Their own people are fed up. But America wants to continue because this is a proxy war and they are not losing men. They are going to help them financially and with some arms and so forth. Sunak already is sending heavy tanks and what have you. So the people who want to prolong it, they think they're going to finish Russia up. But if you know Putin, Putin is a big harami and I support him. You support him, don't support him, that's your business. I support him, Putin. You're putting them in the right place. Remember that. Whether it's America, whether it's NATO, whether it's Israel and whoever. So he said yesterday, our economy performed better than ever. And our grain and our wheat, remember, has multiplied much more than our expectations. Go read there, my brother Kevin. Russia is booming. America is catching it and hammered by Almighty Allah in California, in Buffalo, 2-3 weeks ago, and it will continue, inshallah. Every zalim, every tenpot dictator, every harami, Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, you unleash your punishment upon them. Every day is our du'as, our supplication, my brother.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. I've got Wesley. He says that AK, I cannot call my mother-in-law mom because I find this degrading to my mother. How is it that other people can do this? Is your mother not your own soul that you should look up to? Ustad.
What you say, Wesley? You see, you're a good guy, Wesley. Your thinking is right. You mustn't worry what people say. You must be on the right path and you must speak the truth. I give you my example. Then your answer will come. My beloved mother, Ummi, Mummy, words like that. And then my beloved mother-in-law, she was totally blind. She stayed here with us. She passed away where I am in this house in 2001. And I used to call her Masi. Masi means auntie, my mother's sister. She was not my mother's sister in the literal sense. But remember, out of respect, because she was well in her 80s, so I would call her Masi and so forth. So there you are 100% right. You don't have to call your mother-in-law mummy or mum or your father-in-law dad. You can call them auntie, call them uncle. 100% correct. There's no problem with that. Everybody got their own culture and system, but in Islam, that is the best term to use. You don't call them mum and dad. If you want to, it's permissible, but if you call them Masi, uncle, and so forth, that will be better. But if you call them mum and dad for your father-in-law, mother-in-law, that also is permissible.
I've got a question, Ustad. It says, as an Iranian, do you agree that Christianity is growing faster in Iran than in any other country in the world, a.k.a. Ustad?
I don't know, my brother, that which part of Iran are you? Did you send this? I was in Iran for 12, 13 days. I arrived there on the 1st of Rabiul Awwal Monday, and I returned on the Saturday, the 13th of Rabiul Awwal, 2013. So I visited Isfahan, I visited Qum, I visited Shiraz, I visited Tehran, I visited, you must remember, Ray, and so many other places. So you can see we went around. Beautiful country, but your leaders have corrupted you. They told you Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Siddiq, Aisha are non-Muslims, Allah forbid. So remember, when anything is based on batil, on falsehood, then you must remember Allah will let it perish. Inna al-batila kana zahuqa. Verily, that which is batil, falsehood, must be exposed and will fall, whether people like it or not. That is the system of Almighty Allah. You are my brother, I don't know what is your name, but I will address you with your people's famous name. Your name is Ali, your name is Hassan, your name is Hussein, your name is Askari. Whatever your name might be. Now let me give it to you straight, my brother Iranian. I hope you understand some Arabic. None of this, what I'm telling you now, is mentioned in our books. Our books, the book of the Sunnis, it is mentioned in the book of the Shias. I read the text for you. And this is written by Sheikh Mufid. And the title of the book is Irshad. Inna al-Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wa salam rafa'a yadayhi wa da'a ala shi'atihi. Sayyidina Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu warda raised his Mubarak blessed hands in Maidan al-Tufuf in Karbala on the 10th of Muharram Ashura. The day is a Friday and it is the year 61. After raising his Mubarak hands, he made dua against the Shias and he cursed them. In matatahum ilahin, Allahumma in matatahum ilahin, Ya Allah, if you give them long life, fafarriqhum firaqa, waj'alhum taraika qidada, Ya Allah, make them into splinter groups, wala tardal wulatu anhum abada, Ya Allah, never let the leaders be pleased with them. So whether it's Khomeini, whether it's Khamenei, whether it is this one, that one, there will always be friction there and so forth. So remember that is Imam Hussein, who you say is the greatest person after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. And we don't accept what you are saying. We love them the most. We'll give our life for them. But your people's beliefs are so corrupted. You murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, you kuffar Shias, and therefore you pay the price today. One evidence. Next one, Ihtijaj. Ihtijaj is written by Allama Tabarasi, Irani brother. You listening? You recording? We will send out the podcast. And you send it to every Kuffar Shia. You know Imam Zainul Abidin. Who is Imam Zainul Abidin? Imam Zainul Abidin is the beloved son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. He's an eyewitness to what happened in Karbala. He was ill and sick, so therefore he did not participate. And he was protected by Allah in the sense to be the eyewitness to tell the world really what happened in Karbala. Again we go back. It is 10th of Muharram. It is Maidan al-Tufuf. I went there myself, and we cried there because of the tragedy that happened there. And the Kuffar Shia, you will never find peace. So he told them, you Shias, Ya Ahl al-Kufa, innakum akhadhtum al-ahda wal-mithaq min abi, you took the pledge and covenant from my father. You said you will fight with him, 20,000 of you, minimum that is. Thumma taraktumu wa khadhaltumu, then you left my father, you forsook him, and then you joined the enemy. And tomorrow Shia Kuffar, he, Imam Zainul Abidin, is telling the Shias, after the martyrdom of his beloved father, بِأَيِّ أَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ, how will you face the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ, and he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will tell you, on the day of justice, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي, you murdered my Nawasa, you murdered Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you murdered Sayyidina Hussein, وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي, you desecrated our Ahlul Bayt's rank and status, فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, this is not AK's fatwa, this is not AK-47's fatwa, this is the fatwa based on Imam Zainul Abidin's speech. And in Iran, there is a Muassasatul Balagh. I used to communicate with them. They sent me the book, Al-Imam Zainul Abidin. And in that book, this incident is written with the dua Imam Zainul Abidin made against the Kufis and the Shias and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's verdict. You are not Muslims. Didn't I tell you, you are not Muslims? And we debated with you in Iran. We debated you with you. Irani, you want more? Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and his daughter, his beloved Ladli, his honorable wife, is Fatima Kubra radiallahu anha, his beloved daughter is Fatima Sughra radiallahu anha. Fatima Sughra, the younger Fatima, she told the Kuffar Shia, after the martyrdom and murder of her father, what did you do? Tabballakum wa la'anatullahi alaykum, Allah ta'ala decimate and annihilate you, Allah ta'ala curse you. Qataltum abi al-yawm kama qataltum jaddi bil-ams, today you murdered and martyred my father Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu warda, as in the previous time you murdered my grandfather, and that is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And she said that you are the ones going to pay the price. These haramis, what can we call them, Irani? What can we call them beside harami? This is not my book. This is not Sunni book. This is written by Ihtijaj, the title of the book. Allama Tabarasi, you call him. The Kuffar Shia started singing poetry. And what they say? قاتلنا عليا وبني علي بسيوف هندية ورماح. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Ali, Allah forbid. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Hussein, Allah forbid. And we used the swords and the spears made from India. They confessed to the beloved daughter of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. What you want to say? She has a pakka kuffar. For us, remember the jutlas and the Shia. As you take a coin, one is the heads, one is the tail, same thing. And remember that if you want, go study Rijalul Kashi, is all your books. You know Kashi is a place in Iran. There it is mentioned. The founder and the father of Shiaism is a Jew. Now let's come to your question. That Christianity is increasing? Obviously Christianity will increase in Iran, because why? They will be the ones to give you money. They will be the ones to give you food. They will be the one. You know what you got there in Iran. You got so many prostitutes there with your muta Khomeini, la'anahullah, Allah's curse be upon the kafir Khomeini. He says in Tawdihul Masail, which I have by me, so we don't speak without evidence. Remember that nicely. Anything we say, we will give you the evidence. So in Tawdihul Masail, Khomeini writes, you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. I challenge any Shia in the world to tell me I am wrong on that issue. So when you got prostitutes there, so they going to collect money anywhere from. So remember, if you speak about the world scenario, then BBC carried the article, The Rise of the Crescent, how Islam is going, and remember, increasing everywhere, and the fall of the cross, meaning the decline of the cross. Christianity is dead. Every day there's some scandal. This priest is busy with this boy, pedophilia, and they were taking out so many stories. This monk and nun are busy with some monkey business. So remember all these things here. So then Kufar Iran, Zahidan, and that is Muslim Sunni, but they are 20-25%. You say 10%. We don't accept that. We'll say 20-25%. So remember that the Christians will exploit the situation. Not because they love you, because they hate you, and they will use you, and then they will make you and your children Christian. So you need to understand this here. And anybody got doubt regarding the Shia being kuffar, remember this verdict of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reported, narrated by Imam Zainul Abideen. Falastum min ummati, you Shias do not belong to this ummah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see everybody wants the podcast to start. The brother says, Ismi Aftab. And he says, Shukran laka ya Sayyidi. Ustad, that
my Iranian brother Aftab, you know what Aftab means. Anta Khurshid ya Sheikh. Allah. I speak to you a little bit Farsi. I speak to you a little bit Arabic. Because I can see that your Arabic is not 100%. But anyway, the titles you use for me, Barakallahu Fik, Ismuka Aftab. So Aftab means the rising sun and the sun. So you, my brother Aftab, I'm inviting you, Abdul Qadir. You must go to the world and say, I come from Iran. I know what is Shia Azam, and I curse Shia Azam and their leaders, and I will fight them till the last breath I have, and I'm a Sunni, and I will die a Sunni. And that is what I'm inviting you. So, okay, Aftab, you are another word they use, Aftab, they use Khurshid also. Was Shams with you. See, if you want now, what is another lesson quickly? Allah Jalla wa Ala, for the sun, he says, وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ. So Allah Ta'ala created the sun, Siraja. But when Allah speaks of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sirajam Munira. The nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is spreading throughout the entire world. So you, my brother, beg Allah, show me the right path, which Ameen. Is in the Quran, Ameen. Which is in the Sunnah, and we must love every Sahabi and companion, and we must love the deen of Islam according to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, not according to Kuffar Shia. Therefore Allah is cursing them. I leave you with this hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي, when you see those people cursing, swearing my companions. Who is saying this? Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu himself, who was, who is, who will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a mercy to the entire universe. When you see, you hear people cursing my students, my companions, faqulu, then say la'anatullahi ala sharrikum, Allah Ta'ala curse you for the evil you are perpetrating and committing. Therefore we say Khomeini and Khamenei and whoever else, la'anatullahi alayhim. That is the teaching of our Prophet Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't carry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. Allah Jalla wa Ala give us tawfiq that we speak the truth. Ameen. And we propagate the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. 8:30 to 9, Maulana Noor Desai from Port Shepstone with Moh Zahid Khan. 11 to 12, The Bliss of Marriage. And 1 to 2, Tafsir of the Quran. Today is Wednesday. After Zuhur, make special dua for me. We are sinners, transgressors, and the entire Ummah Muslimah. Barakallahu Fik. Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah.